Three things as we hear, and we'll hear for a few days from the book of Job. First thing about the book of Job, it's good to remember that this is like a parable. So this is not talking about a history of a person and relaying how God is sort of making bets with the devil, right? So we know that this is a kind of a parable, and really the point of the parable will be about suffering, and we'll hear more about that towards the end of the book of Job. But Job says this at the end of our chunk this morning. He says, "Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, and naked I shall go back again. Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, naked I shall go back again." It's how we come into this world, it's how we leave this world, the same way, the same way. We elsewhere in the scriptures, we hear that we are formed from the dust of the earth, and then so too, at the end of our lives, we return back to the dust of the earth. So it's a good thing for us to keep in mind, precisely for this purpose. What happens with Jesus and his disciples? The disciples begin to argue amongst themselves, oh, which one of us is the greatest? Which one of us is most important? How often do we do that in our own lives when we think about how our accomplishments fare in this world? Oh, well, I'm better than this person at this or that or the other thing, and I have more things than this person, or I have fewer things than this person, a stronger relationship here, a weaker relationship there, whatever it is. At the end of the day, naked I came forth from my mother's womb, naked I shall go back again. We keep that in our hearts because it reminds us of the importance of things, of what's truly important in life. Not the sort of contests and competitions that we have with one another in this world, not the jealousies and the rivalries that we develop in this life. Those, really, they mean nothing. They mean nothing on the grand scale of things, and yet so much of our energy and time can be caught up with that. When we remember that what's most important is not the things of this life, but God, the things of the next life, then we can put things in its proper perspective. So remember those things, right? That the book of Job is a parable. It has a lesson to teach us. It's not a real historical retelling. That this thing that Job says, naked I came forth from my mother's womb, naked I shall go back again, that's something important for us to keep in mind. And why? Because it helps put things in perspective in our lives. When we find ourselves getting off course, getting caught up with the things of this world, we remind ourselves that they all pass away so that we can focus on the thing that truly matters, the thing that is eternal, God.